Okay. The calls, Rabbi, you can we are now at halftime. Rabbi, you
yes.
can start. I mean, the calls are coming in now, so let's give another 30 seconds. And
we'll give it 30 more seconds.
Yeah. Make sure this is working. Okay, Rabbi, there are 30 people on the call now, so we can start.
Okay. Shalom Uvracha. Good evening to everyone. Everyone watching or hearing about the Super Bowl, as I am calling you from my car, broadcasting from Muncie, New York, right outside the atrium. Brings back great memories. My dear Rebbetzin and I got married at the atrium in Muncie just over 19 years ago. Always brings back fantastic memories. Here we are, February 1st, 2015, right outside the atrium, Super Bowl, Phoenix, Arizona, nice, warm, and sunny Phoenix, and from what they tell me, Seahawks and Patriots tied at 14, people thinking, how much time remains? Patriots get that second score, Seahawks, 6 seconds left on the clock, they go for the touchdown or the field goal, and from what they're telling me, scored the touchdown, tied up the game, 14 apiece. With that in mind, let's go back to what I spoke about Shabbos morning 2 weeks ago, the Chashivas, the importance of each and every second. 6 seconds on the clock to halftime doesn't make a difference. Still opportunities to score their touchdown. Why settle? Jews don't settle. We don't go for many others. If you still have a few seconds to score that touchdown, and we always shoot for lechachilas. Let's go ahead and try to get that touchdown, and here we are at halftime, tied up at 14 apiece. Never losing sight of what one can accomplish in every single moment, every single second of every single day. Just to highlight once again the importance of every single second of our lives, allow me to share with you the following from an article that I just saw last night. It's an unbelievable story. It's a somewhat sad story, at least for the individual involved, and that is that there's an individual from Montreal who entered years ago, this goes back 7 years to the year 2008, and this individual from Montreal, Canada, entered the lottery, the lotto, the Quebec lotto. In the year 2008, he entered his weekly lotto. You have to get the tickets in by 9 p.m. on Friday night. He drove out to the store. Now, the kid, obviously, the kid wouldn't be driving on Friday night, so this individual drives out to the store. He purchases two lottery tickets. He fills out the first one, gives it in. It's the beginning of 8:59 in a couple of seconds. He gets in the second ticket, having written in six numbers to his lotto ticket. He hands it in with about 13 seconds left to the 9 p.m. deadline. He hands it in, but it takes a few seconds for the computer to process that ticket. The individual finds out that the ticket that he handed in just before the 9 p.m. deadline was processed at 9 p.m. and 7 seconds. He wakes up the next morning after being told that the ticket's only going to count towards next week's lottery, and he finds out that the six numbers that he wrote in on that lotto ticket was part of the $27 million Lotto Quebec on that very week, and he would have split the winnings with only one single other person. He would have been entitled to $13.5 million. But because the ticket was processed 7 seconds beyond 9 p.m. on that Friday night, this person lost out on $13.5 million. Came down to 7 seconds. Now, granted, he did hand in the ticket by 9 p.m. This case has been in various courts throughout Canada until the Supreme Court just knocked down his appeal. And after fighting the case and spending in excess of $100,000 for a legal team and fighting this battle for over 7 years, he finally has surrendered. He has finally given up. Not only did he lose $13.5 million because he got his ticket in a few seconds too late, but he also spent another $100,000. Now, this has been consuming him. And again, our hearts can go out to a person like that. $13.5 million came down to what? Came down to all of 7 seconds that the computer took to process that ticket. And here we are as well in the Super Bowl. And we know whether it comes to the Super Bowl ring, whether it comes to legacies, the legacy of a Pete Carroll versus a Bill Belichick, two of the oldest coaches in the NFL, whether it comes to the legacy of a Tom Brady. Here he is in the sixth Super Bowl. Is he going to get that coveted ring? Or is it going to go to Russell Wilson, youngest quarterback to ever win two back-to-back Super Bowls? Which one? It's all about the legacy. And here, you can have a legacy and the sporting world come down to what you do with 6 seconds of time. It could come down to the last 7 seconds of the game. It could come down to a last second touchdown field goal. 1 second to go. Look what you can accomplish, and look how lives can change. And certainly, lucrative opportunities, look how that could all be altered in but a second. The hashivas, and the importance that we have to attach for every single second. And if you think about an NFL game, I saw an article recently. Yes, the average NFL game takes a little over 3 hours of time. Certainly the Super Bowl with a lengthier than usual halftime show and all the goings on and everything in the ambiance of a Super Bowl taking obviously even more than a standard football game. But if you bring it down to how many minutes of actual football play is transpiring on the field, I read a fascinating article that the average NFL football game only sees between 11 and 17 minutes of actual play. You can have football games that you end the second you start the clock and you stop the clock. You just take into account how much action is taking place on the football field. Comes down to only 11 minutes of play, 11 to 17 minutes of play. Again, stressing the importance of how much you have to put in, how much amelus and yagia, how much toil, and how much blood, sweat, and guts, how much schwitzing, how much putting it all on the line to make every second count. You could sit there on your team sidelines for over 3 hours, 3.5 hours, and at the end of the day, all your energy has to be channeled and directed to those 11 minutes of actual play on that football field. Think about the toil. Think about the blood, sweat, and guts. Think about making sure that every single second of that play counts. How much to take out of sports, how much to take out of a game like this, there's so much for us to learn. What can we highlight in this short halftime shiur when Baruch Hashem, no one in the shul, no one's interested in watching the halftime show, no one's interested in eating, you probably already got through so much food on what I heard on CBS News, driving up to the wedding in Muncie, Super Bowl Sunday is considered the second highest calorie consumption day of the year, only behind Thanksgiving. So whether you're going Mexican, like de Blasio, like the governor of New, like the mayor of New York, whether you're going Italian, whether you're going chicken wings and spare ribs, at the end of the day, what can we do with the halftime? We could take a short halftime, and we could talk about the different chizik and different hisoros, because yes, there might be a time to relax and to chill, and quality family time at the end of the day, but if we can go ahead and hop another few minutes of learning, another word of Torah, another word of chizik, every moment, every second counts. That's only going right. And it shows the real in the mission at the beginning of the Seches Peah, how one of the reasons why Talmud Torah can make it cool on and why Talmud Torah, learning Torah, is considered the greatest of all the 613 mitzvahs is because you get a separate and independent mitzvah for every single word of Torah that you learn. Every word of Torah is an independent mitzvah. That's why people ask me, Rabbi Feinstein, why do you talk so fast? What do you mean when I talk so fast? The more I talk, the more words of Torah, the more you guys get slow, the more reward that you get. Because every second counts. Every second is its own unique mitzvah. Aluk lahavdil alfei havdolos, what one can accomplish in 6 seconds, tying up a game, and a few seconds remaining in what happened in the NFC Championship game. Like we spoke about two Shabbos ago, Bilam, Bruchas Davzayim, and Olive could have destroyed the world Khalilah Bachas in but less than one split second in time. One can destroy worlds, Chas V'Sholom, or on the other side of the coin, you can create, you could build the worlds and build your own life in seconds. A person could do tshuva. And 1 second, all the stories, fascinating stories in Avodah Zohar, Nafshet Chesem, and Aleph Elozer, we could have cases of people that were Kohen Olam B'Sha'achas, and they might have lived their entire lives in one way, one shape or form, and people think, well, what can I do? I can't change. I'm already 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and it doesn't make a difference. I'm 90 years old, and 120, we're always wishing people live to 120. And what do you wish somebody? And when he reaches 120, you tell him, have a nice day. And it still ain't over until it's over. And that person who reaches that unbelievable milestone, and he's 120 years old, and he's living the last day of his life, a Jew never gives up. But a Jew could do tshuva on the last moment. And all it takes sometimes is one here, one machshava of tshuva that could change your life. You could be sitting there watching the Super Bowl saying that I'm 15, I'm 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, 80 years old, however old you are, and whatever you've accomplished in your life so far. But just to know that it ain't over until it's over, Yogi Berra got it right. Everyone can accomplish and can change their entire life, their entire, all their aspirations can come down to just making one hachlota, saying, God, you know what? I'm not happy with the way my life's been until now. I want to change. I want to become a bigger person, a better person. You could change your entire life, your life's focus, your dreams, your aspirations. You could change that all in but one mere, one split second of time. And when we think about it, I've looked what football players for all of 11 minutes to 17 minutes of actual play on the football field. All this time that they put in and before they get their off season of relaxing and playing golf and going fishing, I think about the blood, sweat, and guts and all the schwitzing and all the hard work and labor and the diligence that's being infused into every single second of play now. And certainly they're not going to surrender. They're not going to give up until the very last second because they're fighting not only for this season, they're fighting to get into the Hall of Fame. They're fighting for the Super Bowl ring. They're fighting for the legacy. They're fighting for what stories they're going to tell over to their children, their grandchildren, their names on the papers because on their radar screens, what's their focus? Their legacy in the arena of sport. But Lahavdil, how what's a Jew's legacy? Our dreams, our aspirations, we're now looking to get into the Hall of Fame. We don't need to be featured in Canton, Ohio. We don't need that Super Bowl ring. What are we striving for? What are we living for? How are we maximizing our time? What are we doing with every single second of our time? Are we doing our utmost to strive, to try every single second to put in every effort of time? That's how we're going to triumph in the end. I saw recently an unbelievable quote. You have to think about how the words are spent, but if you consider for but a second, what's the difference between to try and a triumph? The difference between to try and a triumph is just a little bit of oomph. And the way you go from trying to try to the upshot to being a triumph, it's just a little oomph. That's all it takes. That UMPH, all it takes is a little bit of oomph, another bit of oomph, just one more second of striving, of giving it your all. And that's all you got to do. You got to push. You got to maximize your unbelievable aptitude, your myriad focus and talents. And you got to take it on. You got to say, God, am I making every second of my life count? And even if I haven't thus far, it's never too late until your last breathing moment on life. And it's never, ever too late. One never gives up. Nobody ever gives up. Chazal instructs us repeatedly in Shas. And that even if a sharp sword metaphorically is leaning on the nape of your neck, you never stop praying for mercy. You never stop asking and seeking God's, the Almighty's compassion. Because God can go ahead and display me to Sarachimim and take in a life that's been filled with pain and suffering and transform it in but 1 second. Yeshua Hashem Kerfai it. In 1 second, God can go ahead and transform your entire life. But why wait for God to do it? Why wait for the Ribbono Shel Olam? You could do it. You got half time now. You got a couple minutes. All we got to do is think. In between all that guacamole and all the hero sandwiches and the spirits and the chicken wings, I save some for the rabbi when he gets back late tonight, probably having to leave before he gets dinner. Here at the Chasana in the atrium in Monsignor. I'm sure there'll be plenty of leftovers tonight. But think about what you could do even in a halftime. Think about what you could do when you decide to say, you know what, I saw my Budweiser puppy commercial. What do I need to see the rest of the commercials for? Take a break. There's a commercial break. Take out a safer. Even if it's not a safer, take out something or some conversation with another family member. Call up someone and say, I'm just calling to say hello. Make someone's night. Make somebody's day. Call to say thank you to someone. Call to say I'm sorry to someone. All it takes is one commercial break and the 2015 Super Bowl, and you can make an entire person's life. You pick them up, wish them a happy birthday. Hey, wish them a happy birthday, even if not their birthday. Just give them a call. Say I'm calling to say hello, and I'm sorry, and I love you to a spouse, to a child. Look around at your family members. Look around at your friends. Give them a hug. What in the world are you waiting for? Give them a hug and say, hey, life is too short. Give them a hug. Tell them you love them. You care for them. I want to make every second count. I want to pick up your life. And the melo subsequently, your own lives are going to be transformed in the process. If I could take it back, years ago, I remember being in Seattle, and Seattle's in the forefront of my mind. Go Seahawks. There we are thinking, Seattle Seahawks, my dear, wonderful, incredible mom. I grew up in Seattle, Washington. We used to go out there for Mariners games. Seattle Supersonics before they ditched us to become the Oklahoma Thunder. At the end of the Oklahoma City, at the end of the day, Seattle, great city, great town. I remember hearing 1 year Pesach, Rabbi Yisachar Franz was speaking from the pulpit and the shul on Pesach going back many years to my fledgling youth time. I remember that Rabbi Franz got up, and it was the week that the Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik Zatzal passed away. And he said that he took out the New York Times that day. The day of Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik's Petira, on the day of his demise, he took out the obituaries and he read from the pulpit the unbelievable obituary that was written about Rav Soloveitchik by a close disciple, about all the Talmidim and all the Torah that he learned and all the mitzvahs and the chesed and everything that he accomplished in his life summed up in just 2-3 short paragraphs, but it painted a beautiful portrait of what Rav Soloveitchik's life was indeed all about. And that was a special life, an obituary that I'm sure we all aspire towards. And the very next obituary was about a guy named Bob. And what was the obituary? A few succinct lines that Bob loved bowling. And they showed a picture of his tombstone. And on his tombstone, there was a picture of a bowling ball. And the epitaph read, what was the few words that were inscribed on the tombstone of Bob that were saying goodbye to Bob? Bob is someone who lived to bowl. Can you imagine going through your 70, 80, 90, 120, Mezzo Hashem years on this planet? And that's what it says on this tombstone, that he lived to bowl. And what are we putting our energies and our talents, what are we using them for? Are we using them for bowling? Are we using them for pool, for golf? Are we using them for sports? Yes, there's a time and there's a role and there's a place for sports and to relax and to chill and to get together with the family and to be machazik, to strengthen the family ties and the family bonds and not only the filial ties but the friendships. And there's a time to get together and to relax and to perhaps enjoy a good game and better to go out and play the games. But there might be a time to watch it, to observe. In the end of the day, though, yes, when it comes to Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Pete Carroll, a beast mode, Marshall Lynch, their legacies might be about, yes, what do they want in Canton, Ohio? What do they want to tell their kids? But what about us? What do we want to tell our kids and our grandkids? What do we want to tell our families? What do we want our legacy to be? Where are we putting our talents and our money and our efforts and our energies? How are we making our lives count? What do we want if we stop for but a second to think? What do we want to be featured on our tombstones at the end of 120? Now, what do we want to be said about us in the midst of our eulogies after 120, Emet Hashem, health and nachas-filled years? Now, what do we want to be said about us after we pass away from this world, after our demise? Now, let's keep in mind the precious words that we recite after every siyum, in the midst of every hadron. What do we say? Anu ameilim, heim ameilim. Anu rotzim, heim rotzim. We're running for mitzvahs, for learning Torah, for doing chesed, for helping out other people, for building up their lives, for inspiring others, for doing tzedakah and chesed, gemilas chasodin, and for learning Torah and spreading the wealth of the Torah, for spreading Yiddishkeit, for connecting to God, and for sharing the wisdom of God's infinite Torah with the rest of the world. We're amelim, we put the primary kochos, our blood, sweat, and guts, our amelis. We try, God, every second of our lives. What do we want to do? We want to follow on the path of people like Rosh Hashanah. We want to learn Torah. We want to live Torah. We want to connect to you. We want to inspire other people. We want to be a great husband, a great father, a great grandfather, a great and a wonderful special friend. We want to pick up other people, bring smiles to other people. We want to show them Derech Eretz Kavanah the Torah. We want to work on our midos. We want to make every second count. We want to think about getting close to God, about what our existential life is all about, how we want to do chesed and maximize our time. That's our amelus. Where are we going to run to? Sometimes we run to relax, and we need those vacations, and we need to chill, and we need to relax, but we have to realize the main focus of life is, overall, where are we really running to? Are we running to bowl? Are we running to golf? Are we running for a geschmack, a beer, and a piece of steak? Where are we running? We're running for a geschmack, a shiur, for a Torah-filled lecture. We're running to go ahead and bring chesed and bring happiness to so many people the world over. That's what we want to do with our amelus. That's what we want to do with our toil, our incessant, diligent toil, God, we have the koach to work and to build. And what do we do? We want to bring smiles to other people. We want to do chesed to other people. And that's what we want to do with our lives. We're not going to spend 7 years consumed trying to get back those 7 seconds that that Montreal individual lost to get his $13.5 million. Buddy, give it up. Don't spend 7 years of your life. And he said to the newspaper, to the journalist who interviewed him, that he was consumed by the seven-year pursuit of that $13.5 million. Buddy, it's not to die. Life is more important than $13.5 million. Life is about the 13.5 seconds and the 13.5 minutes and a half time that you can maximize. It's about what are we doing, what's the quality of our lives all about. There's so many things so far important than the money, than the fun and the games. How are we changing our seconds, our moments, our minutes, our hours, our days, and our lives? Making sure that we're putting our mailers where it counts, making sure that Emirat Hashem at the end of 120, what they're going to say about us is, did we do our tafkid? Did we accomplish our mission in life? And never losing sight that it is never, ever too late. We never can say, let's give up, let's surrender. We know the Seahawks, Patriots, no matter what, whoever wins this game, you know that those players on that field fighting for their legacies, for those Super Bowl rings, for that money, for that paycheck, you know. And in the end of the day, they're never giving up until the final second. As long as we're alive and we're breathing, and Emet Hashem says she give you all incredible cost to continue breathing and living well and loving and living every single moment of your lives, but knowing all the while, never give up because it ain't over until it's over. Keep up that amelus. Keep up your life's mission of wanting to be the best Jew. And not necessarily the firmest Jew, but far more importantly, the most erlich, honest, and sincere tzimimus to a Jew that you could be, to be a paradigm of midos tovos, of chesed, of Torah, of mitzvahs, of tzedakah, and masav tovim, being the best Jew that you could be, never giving up, making every moment, every second count, a lot of things far more important than Super Bowls, and far more important than even, yes, $13.5 million. More important than all those lotto tickets, more important than those people who have those great front row seats in Phoenix where it's nice and geschmack, 80-degree weather. Life is more important, whether you're in Muncie, whether you're in Lawrence or Farakway or Bayswater or Cedars, and it's freezing outside, and there might be freezing rain and snow several inches on the horizon, and that doesn't stop us, because whether we're inside, whether we're outside, it ain't over till it's over. Make every second count. Halftime should almost be over. I hope I didn't go too over my time. Back to the game. Go Seahawks. Have an awesome night. Enjoy, and don't forget, take out that safer. Take out and the Shemiras Halashim. The kids of Shulchan, something when the game is over. Learn one halacha, two halachas. Don't forget Kriya Shema L'Amita. You need to call me. You want to tell me your part? You can tell me your Tartella until late at night. Have a great night. It's always a pleasure. Love everybody. And keep loving everyone. On May Avias Mishon, have a great night. Hatzlacha with everything. It's always a pleasure. And Mazel Tov, we should only have simchas to share for many. Happy, healthy, gezunt, and nachas for the years up ahead. Have an awesome night. All the best. My best to all. Bye-bye.